哈利路亚，弟兄姐妹们，大家平安。
Hallelujah, peace be with the brothers and sisters.
我叫 Mina Zheng, C-H-E-N-G.
Mina Zheng, women's type, C-H-E-N-G.
感谢主让我有这个机会来到这里学习主的话语。
Give thanks to God for giving me the opportunity to come to this place to learn the Word of God.
这是我第一次出外州。
This is the first time I have gone outside of this, my home state.
我的心情又回到小学生的时候要远足啊。
My feeling is like as I'm returning back to when I was in the elementary school as I'm going on a field trip.
睡不着觉，然后早上四点就爬起来了。
I could not sleep. I woke up 4 o'clock in the morning.
心情很兴奋。
I was quite excited.
然后飞机又 delay 了，又慢了，怎么这么慢？
And then the plane was delayed. I feel quite anxious.
结果到这边，我们 miss 掉两堂课。
And so by the time I got here, I missed two classes.
很可惜。
Was quite unfortunate.
但是我那时候心情还是很兴奋，然后天气又热，我感觉很热。
By that time, I was still quite excited, and I feel that the weather was quite hot.
我本身比较怕热。
And because I'm afraid of heat.
然后那个第一堂课上完了，在祷告的时候。
And as we finished the first class, and when I kneel down to pray,
我更热，因为祷告的时候会很用心，对不对？但是我用不下心，因为很热。
And I feel quite hot. I could not quite concentrate when I pray.
但是我还是跪下来啦，然后不知道哪个传道来给我按手。
So I kneel down to pray. I don't know which pastor lay hand on me.
很奇怪，有个冷气下来了。
Very peculiar is that there is this cool draft just passed by through me.
神都知道我怕热，然后祷告不专心。冷气下来，我就很专心祷告。
So God knew that I cannot concentrate when the weather is hot. Therefore, I feel this cool breeze. Then I could pray.
奉主耶稣的名，又在这里做见证。
So in the Lord Jesus Christ, I here bear witness.
我受洗到今天刚好8年零1个月。
I came to believe for my baptism till this day is 8 years and 1 month.
神在我身上，在我家里面，给我很多很多的恩典。
God has given my family and also myself much grace.
当我知道我要上来讲见证的时候，我不知道我应该讲哪一段。
When I was asked to bear witness, I could not quite decide which portion of my life I should share.
那我就先从我怎么来信主这样子好了。
So then I'll talk about how I came to believe.
1997年4月，我们一家四口移民到美国来，到德州，哦不，到达拉斯。
1997, we immigrated to Dallas, Texas.
然后呢，我有两个小孩，大女儿那时候是16岁。
I have two children.
15岁，十五岁。
My eldest daughter at that time, she was 15.
小的11岁。
And the younger,
11岁。
Child is 11.
是小男生。
It's a boy.
然后我女儿到学校去的时候，她谁都不认识，刚好看到有个跟台湾来的那个女生。
And so as my daughter went to school, she did not know anyone, but she happened to saw a person who seems to be from Taiwan.
她回来跟我讲，可是她不敢，不好意思，她本身很内向，所以她不敢去跟人家打招呼。
So since she was quite introvert, therefore she did not dare to say hi to her.
反倒这个女生她回家跟她妈妈讲说，我们班来了一个新的同学。
But on the other hand, that the other person she saw went back home and told her mother that there is a new girl that's in our class.
他们好像没有什么朋友在这边。
It seems that she did not have any friends here.
然后这位姐妹就，她自动打电话来给我。
And so then this sister called me.
跟我联络，跟我聊天。
And so, like, she talked to me and just chatted with me.
还带我去看看 那个超级市场在哪里
？And also took me to where the supermarkets.
那边超市有很多，一下子也记不起来，一下 Albertson， 一下 Kroger， 一下什么 Walmart， 什么一大堆。
So there are so many supermarkets. So I couldn't remember, but we went to a lot of them.
然后他到中午的时候，他说：“我带你去吃东西好了。”
And by noon time, she told me that why don't I take you to lunch?
那是在我家，我反而没有说，哎，我请你吃午餐，反而是他请我吃午餐。
But that was actually at my near my house.
去吃越南面线。
I did not think of to invite her to lunch, so we went actually went to eat some Vietnamese food.
又便宜又好吃。
It's quite inexpensive and tastes very good.
感觉很窝心。
And I feel quite warm.
后来啊，这位姐妹她说她是那个教会的真耶稣教会。
So she told me then that she goes to True Jesus Church.
我们是礼拜六有那个安息日。
And that we have services on the Saturdays.
那去我们教会看看吧。
Would you like to come to our church to take a look?
但是我那时候其实也没那个心思啊。
At that time, I actually did not have that intention.
但是有时候会盛情难却那种感觉。
But I feel that I could not refuse her.
然后两个小孩又也无聊。
And since my two children, they are quite bored.
教会有很多的小朋友可以跟他们玩。
And I know that in a church, there will be many children there, so they can have some company.
好吧，就约好7:20来接我们。
And so then we agreed, so she came to pick me up at 7:20.
那我们就去教会啦，好多人在那里面。
And so we went to the church. We discovered there are so many people.
他们过来就会一直，哎，你好啊，你好啊，你好啊。
And as they come, they will say, "How are you? How are you?"
那我就觉得很好像心里有说不出的感受，就说大家都好热情这样子。
And then I have this sense that everyone is very friendly.
结果那一次说是什么 NCC 什么什么聚会什么会那个
，And so it happened that was the time of NCC.
所以人也有很多
National Church Conference. Therefore, that is why there are so many people.
然后我进教堂的时候啊，进到会堂的时候
，As I step into the chapel,
他们唱诗啊，诗又很好听。
And as we began to sing, I discovered the music is quite beautiful.
然后台上那个传道人讲道
，and as the pastor started preaching，
讲没十分钟，我吓到了。
After not more than 10 minutes, I was actually shocked。
因为我刚来，没有人认识我啊，没有人知道我们家里状况啊，没有知道我的心思什么。
Because I just got to the States, no one know me here, and no one knows what our family has been through.
可是他上面讲的话都是讲给我听的。
However, the things that he was talking about are all directed towards me.
我很紧张，很紧张。
I was so nervous.
然后接连下来四次，就等于是每个礼拜嘛，四个礼拜。
And then so continuously for 4 weeks.
每次讲的，每次都吓到我，而且都是直接这样冲过来，让我。会有点受不了那种感觉。
Every time the sermon speaks directly towards my concerns, and it seems that it's all directed toward me.
然后后来姐妹说，下个礼拜再过来， yeah. 我就犹豫了，我要不要去？ So, 我一去我很害怕，讲的那些话怎么那么露骨？
And so I could not quite withstand these words, and therefore when the sister asked me to invite me back.I hesitated because it goes right down to my heart.
但是我又很害怕，我 miss 掉一节课的话，它上面讲什么我没有听到。
But then I was also afraid that I would miss that one session that I could not hear what the pastor has to say.
那我还是去了。
And so then I came back.
感谢主。
I give thanks to God.
主真的很爱我。
The Lord really loves me.
因为那个时候刚好是。我正在跟 ex-husband fighting 的时候
，so as that time I was fighting with my ex-husband，
但是我都不敢告诉人家
，but I dare not tell anyone，
因为我是爱面子
，because I like to preserve my pride。
然后呢，接下来一次又一次去，那我是后来我 每一节我都去，哪里有聚会我都去。
So I continue to attend church services whenever there's opportunities, I would go.
不知道地方的姐妹们，她们都会带我。
And if I don't know where to go, to that place, then a sister in the church will bring me there.
就这样，我在97年10月5号我受洗。
So because of this, in 1997, October the 5th, I received baptism.
对不起。前一天10月4号的时候，我得到圣灵。
And I forgot to mention on the 4th, the day before, I received the Holy Spirit.
然后姐妹们就说：“米娜，明天要受洗，你要去报名哦。”
And so then sister reminded me that tomorrow there is baptism, therefore you need to register.
我说 ，Bible 上面的道理我都不懂，我去受洗，好像感觉不太对劲哦。
And I said that I don't really know the truth in the Bible. If I were to just receive baptism, doesn't seem right.
结果有个小姐妹她就跟我讲，米娜姨没有听过天堂与地狱的故事， and, 所以她不知道应该要急着赶快受洗。
So then there's a little sister then told me, that haven't you heard about the truth?Regarding the heaven and hell, therefore you need to receive baptism.
好，你先受洗以后，以后再慢慢了解圣经啊。
And that you should just go receive baptism, and then later on you can study the Bible.
哦，那我就说好，那我就去报名。
And I agree, and I went to fill out the application form.
结果受洗的时候嘛，人家洗一次，我洗两次。
And it turns out that during the baptism, I have to be immersed 2 times.
我心里想说，我的罪太重了，所以一次不够，要洗两次。
In my heart, I was thinking my sin is truly too there's too many sins, therefore I need to be immersed 2 times.
其实不是，是因为我跪下来，然后滑倒了，然后他说头发没有浸到水，传道说头发没有浸到水，就没有全身入水这样子。
So it turns out when I kneel down, I actually slipped. Therefore, the first time, I did not have a full immersion.
结果我一起来就是，我觉得好舒服那种感觉。
And as I got up from the water afterwards, I feel so comfortable.
后来啊，我就想，因为我那时候就有也办离婚了。
At that time, we are in the process of divorce.
结果女儿跟我，儿子跟她。
And it turns out my daughter would be staying with me, and then my son would be staying with him.
现在我们还通通都住在达拉斯，不过他们家到我们家开车10分钟就到了。
Now we are living in Dallas, and we live in a car distance of about just 10 minutes.
所以感觉上儿子还是常常都在我们旁边这样子。
So I can feel all the time that my son is still with us.
那时候因为我从台湾过来到这边，我没有工作。
At that time, when I just got here from Taiwan, I did not have a job.
我就跟姐妹讲说，怎么办？
I was telling the sister that, what should I do?
我这里又没有文凭。
And I do not have a degree here.
我在台湾也只有高职毕业。
And in Taiwan, I graduated from a college with a college degree.
结果 好多弟兄姐妹都帮我祷告。
So many brothers and sisters prayed for me.
那我在祷告，我自己也有在祷告中就感受到，就看到他们大家都在帮我祷告。
And as I pray, I could see, I can sense as well that everyone was praying for me.
而且是一个一个绕这样子，我都看得到谁在帮我祷告，都看得到。
And then I could see one by one, those surrounding me who are praying for me.
所以我心理上也觉得很平安，我没有那么慌张了。
So I was quite at peace at heart. I wasn't nervous.
然后有一天啊，就是我在祷告的时候，那个律师打电话来，就是我办我离婚的那个律师打电话来。
And so one day, as I was at home, the lawyer who helped with our divorce, he called.
他说你在做什么？
He was asking, "What are you doing?"
我说我在祷告。
So that time I was praying, I told him I was praying.
那我现在很忙，你要不要来帮我？
And so he asked me that I'm quite busy now, would you like to help me out?
我眼泪又噼里啪啦掉。
So I began to shed tears.
因为我就在祷告说，怎么办？我没有工作，我需要工作。
Because in my prayer, I was thinking, Lord, I don't have a job, and I need a job.
然后电话就来了，工作就来了。
And then the phone call came, and the job came.
但是我害怕，因为我的英文不行。
But then I was very afraid because my English is not very well, very good.
我说，你那个工作我根本没有能力帮你做。
I told him that work that you're talking about, I could not really help you.
他说，没关系，只要你来，我教你。
And he said that it is okay, as long as you come, I will teach you.
那我又更紧张了，他讲完了，你等一下就来我这边 interview。
And so I was even more nervous at that time because he said, after we hang up, you should come for the interview.
然后我就赶快再跪下来祷告。
And so then afterwards, I kneel down to pray.
神啊，我根本没有这个能力，我能去吗？
Lord,
你告诉我，很清楚地告诉我。
Lord, I know I do not have this ability. Should I go? Please tell me clearly.
然后就有一大堆圈圈圈圈圈圈圈圈。
And then...I see there are a whole bunch of circles.
我就想，那就是对咯。
Then I thought to myself that that is the right answer.
我就擦干眼泪，我就衣服换了就去了。
So I wipe away my tears, I change my clothing, and I went.
一到那个地方，他说，其实很简单了，我只要你接电话，那只要把他们名字留下来就好了。
And he told me that it's actually quite simple. As long as you answer the phone, write down their names, and that'll be it.
万一他们因为律师楼只有基本几个那个问题会问啊。
And since it's a law firm, therefore there's only a few basic questions I need to ask.
他真的就一条一条写下来。
And so he wrote down all of the questions.
然后问你这条你就这样答，问你那条你就那样答。
If someone to ask you these questions, then you should answer this way. Another question, you should answer that way.
然后我就心安一点了。
So I then wasn't that worried.
感谢主，第二天他就说 ，Mina， 你做得很好啊。
And the second day, he encouraged me, saying, "Mina, you did a very good job."
下次有分我会分红给你。
And if we next time we shall have a bonus, we'll give that to you too.
让我好感动，我就说，我什么也不会，就接个电话，他要就要分红给我。哪有这么好的事情
？So I was quite touched, and I'm only answering the phone, and then I will receive a bonus. I thought to myself, how can there be such a wonderful thing?
后来回家再祷告，我知道这是神给的。
And as I pray, as I go home, I know that this is a gift from God.
然后。弟兄姐妹们又继续帮我祷告。
And so brothers and sisters, they continue to pray for me.
在这之前还有在找工作的时候啊，有个插曲。
And while I was looking for a job, there's this incident.
我本身已经42岁了。
I'm already 42.
那时候刚来的时候。
At that time when I just got to the States, I'm already 42.
然后因为我根本胆子很小。
I am also quite timid.
教会的姐妹嘛，陪我一起去。应征工作。
So I have to have a church sister to go with me、to interview for a job.
其实他们都不需要找工作，只是陪我去。
And these sisters do not need to look for a job. They just went with me.
真的很感动。
And so I was quite touched.
求主要纪念他们。
I asked the Lord to remember them.
然后我在这到这个教会之前呢、其实十几年前神就呼召我了。
And before I came to our church, in fact, 10 years ago, God has already called me.
我以前的同事啊。
My colleagues before.
同事十年。
We've been together, working together for 10 years.
但是他之前有叫我去教会，但是我不知道那个教会是什么名字。
She has invited me to church before, but I did not know what church that is.
然后我跟他说对不起，现在不会想去那边。
And so I told her, I'm sorry, I don't want to go to church at this time.
对，后来呢，我们不是教会有那个通讯录啊。
But later, we have the church directory. The church has compiled directories.
我就很好奇，我一个一个看，从头看到尾。
And so I was quite curious. I would look through the names from the start to the end.
然后有个名字啊，哎，国文中文名字是一样的，可是英文不一样。
I discovered there is a name. The Chinese characters are exact match, but however, the English name is different.
那我就想说，反正都姐妹嘛，我就打打看。假如是我认识的话，那当然高兴。那不认识的话，就是一个 hello 嘛，对不对
？And so I thought to myself that if it's the person I know, it would be great if I call. But if not, then since we're all church sisters, it's okay for me to just say hello.
结果一打他一围，我就。颤叫一声，就是他。
So, and as I called, and as she answered, I was quite surprised. It was her.
我说你怎么换名字了
？I told her that how come you changed your name?
她现在在 GA 当秘书了。
And now she is the secretary of GA.
后来我又看到一个国中的同学。
Later on, I also saw a junior high classmate
在那个 St. Joe's 啊
St. Jose
他住址是写 St. Joe's
St. Jose OK
结果我也给他打去了
And so I saw that name and then I called
结果就是他
So it was
就是我的同学
it was my classmate
可是我认识他他不认识我了
I know her but she doesn't know me
因为我们班有两个同名的我叫郑敏娜另外一个同学叫严敏娜
And because and back in my school, high school years we have two persons with the same name that is the same as
Mina,
mine
Mina,
is the same as mine, Mina yeah. but different last names
然后她说你是胖的那个还是瘦的那一个
So she asked
我们刚好是一个胖一个瘦然后一个我姓郑叫田嘛郑就是爹嘛讲台湾话是爹、哦、okay, 他姓严嘛就打姐妹啦他说你是爹还是姐妹
So anyway, she asked me, are you the big one or the slim one? Or, and then because of the play of our last name in Taiwanese, are you the sweet one or the salty one?
所以现在每次通讯录了我就赶快看一下有没有我在认识的人
And so I'm always very curious about our directory to see if I can find more people who I knew before
十几年前神就叫我然后我没有回来
And so a decade ago God has already called me and I did not come
是神的羊就自己会应该是神的呼召再回来了
And so since if we are the sheep of God when God calls we will come back
然后啊我一路上这样走来我神很好他在我旁边四周围随时都有派他的 angel 来帮忙我照顾我
And so through my faithful journey God treated me very well I can feel the angels of God are always around me
可是真正懂得Bible 上面的道理的应该是2001年的时候
However, I would say about 2001 would be the time when I began to realize about the truth in the Bible.
因为那时候我们教会有了一个妇女团契。
And that time our church started the sisters fellowship.
然后在团契里面大家在互相研究这样子。
In the fellowship, we will study the Bible.
然后从那时候开始我在叫做什么叫属灵的我根本听不懂属灵是什么东西。
At that time, then I at that time I did not even know what does it mean to be spiritual.
而且生活上的跟 Bible 里面的要互相合用，但是我也不知道这个 Bible 跟生活有什么关系。
And I would not realize or begin to understand how can we apply the biblical teaching to our daily lives? How do they work together?
然后就在团契里面啊，这个姐妹们就。帮我
So in the fellowship, the sisters will help me.
我才开始进步。
And then I began to learn.
因为我好像是在那个教会，大家都从小看大的。
So I feel that when I'm in a church, everyone sees me as I'm from a very young age, and then gradually I grew up.
只要我的脸色今天不是很好看。
As long as someone knows my countenance is a little bit different,
他们就知道我心里有事。
They know that I have certain things in my heart.
就会来问我，你今天怎么了？
Come to ask me, how are you today?
反正我就像一根肠子通到底。
I just have a very straightforward life.
也很直。
I'm quite straightforward.
所以常常说话得罪人。
And so oftentimes,
自己都不自知。
I would say things and it would hurt other people and I would not even realize.
讲好听一点是单纯啊。
To put it simply, I'm actually quite simple-minded.
讲难听一点是有点成笨。
Or if we put it in a worse term, is to say that I'm actually quite foolish or stupid.
但是我觉得我现在也有长大一点了。
And by now I feel that I'm growing older.
至少不会那么笨了，可是有时候还是很糊涂。
And at least I won't be so dumb, but I'm still I'm still in the learning process.
前天晚上啊，我叫了三个人的名字。
Three days ago, I tried to call three people's names.
结果都是牛头不对马嘴。
And then, I could not even match up the name with the correct
person. 我脑袋想的是那个人，但是我嘴巴讲的是那个名字。
I was thinking about certain person, and then when I say something, it was a different name.
我的 roommate 说，你今天怎么了？
My roommate
神经了。
My roommate told me that there's something wrong with you today.
还有一个很震撼的问题，就是礼拜二。晚祷的时候，吃晚饭之前那个祷告。
And also, there is something that happened on Tuesday, the prayer before the dinner time.
达拉斯的姐妹就说，现在帮 Mina 这一家子祷告。
And the Dallas sister said that we should pray for Mina's family.
我听了就很感动，然后就跪下来祷告。
As I heard that, I was touched and I knelt down to pray.
因为我有得到圣灵，我一直都是用圣灵祷告。
And since I have the Holy Spirit, therefore when I pray in tongue.
到一半的时候，突然中文跑出来了。
And all of a sudden, halfway through the prayer, I began to speak in Mandarin.
第一声、第二声我都还没有感觉。
The first the phrase and the second phrase, I did not notice.
可是后来讲的是什么？
But then I later began to realize what I was saying.
就是我的缺点。
I'm talking about my own shortcomings.
我做错的事。
The things that I've done wrong.
啪啦啪啦，脑袋的后脑都一直出来一大堆，哒哒哒哒哒。
And so these things continue to come out.
我吓死了，我跟神忏悔。
And I was so afraid, and I asked God for forgiveness.
有些是早在姐妹团契的时候，他们就已经告诉我了。
There are some shortcomings that in the sisters' fellowship they had pointed out to me.
有些是我不知道我做错的事情。
And some of the things are the things I did not know that it was wrong.
然后就一直出来，一直出来。
So all these came out.
像侯长龙讲的，是圣灵一直在讲，不是我在讲。
And just like Elder Ho had mentioned that the Holy Spirit was talking, not I myself.
因为你们也听到我这个，我也是笨口愚拙。
So you know, as I really can't speak well.
然后悟性祷告，我根本讲没两句，我就讲不下去了。
And if I were to pray in the understanding language, only probably two phrases, I would stop.
结果接下来我每个晚上我就是一直在忏悔祷告。
And so then continuously for the following nights, I would repent in my prayers.
很多姐妹都看到我怎么哭了那样子。
Many sisters saw that I always would cry so much.
但是我知道神很爱我，很爱我，他没有处罚我。
I know that God really loves me so much, and that He did not punish me.
最后的一句话是 ，Mina, 起来。
And then the last phrase was Mina, get up.
装备你自己。
Equip yourself.
为这真理打仗。
Fight for this truth.
很震撼。
And I was quite shocked.
我就觉得我这一次来的真的很值得，很值得。
And then I tell myself that this trip is truly worth the while.
其实本来我这个时间已经安排好了。
In fact, I have already prearranged this time.
感恩节的时候，我刚好有那个，就是我安排在感恩节的时候，我出去玩。
During the Thanksgiving time, I had prepared or planned to have a vacation.
所以梁传道在讲的时候说什么？哎 ，LA 有办的话，那请到 LA 去，那就是我。假如现在时间一样的话，搞不好我就是去那边，不在这边。Las Vegas.
Okay. So if it was according to my plan, then I would have gone to Las Vegas instead.
那是在我感觉就是说，因为 Dallas 教会很多姐妹，我知道她们都要过来。
Because I know that many of the sisters in Dallas Church plan to come.
所以我有点挣扎。
And so then I had this little struggle.
我是不是要去
？Should I go?
我是不是爱考哥爱对喽？
现在，
但是后来我还是决定说好，我要去。
But then at the end, my decision was yes, I will go.
结果感谢主，我是来对了。
So I give thanks to God that I have made the right decision.
我也跟主讲，我愿意接受惩罚。
And I also told God that I'm willing to receive any punishment.
可是主没有惩罚我。
But God did not punish me.
其实我最大的问题在拜偶像。
My greatest problem is perhaps idol worshiping.
喜恩姐妹有那天在 meeting 时候，我们在讨论这个事情。
Sister, 喜恩 while we're having a meeting, we were discussing about this issue.
她在讲的时候，我真的有动，我就赶快钻进去了。真想这样子钻进去。
And as we're discussing, I was hoping that there are some holes that I could just hide myself.
因为我一下班的时候回家，我就是把电视打开，电脑打开。
Because after work, as I go home, I will first of all turn on the TV, turn on the computer.
我以为这不是什么罪，我只是娱乐一下而已嘛。
And I thought that this is not sin because this is only entertainment.
我只是放松一下 ，relax 一下。
I'm only going to have a. I'm going to relax.
看圣经、祷告，我都有做。
I have been doing reading the Bible and also prayer.
可是就是在听到梁传道那样说的时候。
And but as I heard what Pastor Liang have said.
再加上我礼拜二祷告的时候，那些都显出来了。
And then plus on the Tuesday night, all these things appeared.
我真的很紧张，很害怕。
And I was nervous and I was afraid.
奉劝各位有跟我一样的话，你尽早赶快改掉。
And so if you are like me, I would like to encourage you to change your habit.
现在很多像大肠镜啊，好看的电视啦，什么都是，我都看过。
So there are many good TV shows. I've seen them before.
等我回家的时候，我应该好好的反省反省。
As I go home this time, I will have a self-examination.
感谢主给我这个机会在这里做见证。
I give thanks to God for giving me the opportunity to bear witness for Him.
愿一切荣耀归给主。
May all glory and honor be unto our Lord.
Good afternoon. My name is Claudette Tom. I'm from the Honolulu Church.
大家好，我的名字是 Claudette Tom. 我是从夏威夷教会来的。
I give all glory and praise to our Lord Jesus Christ, and I testify.
愿一切人要尊贵归于天上的神，然后奉主耶稣的名，我做见证。
I hope you can understand me with my hoarse voice. So, I really don't know where to start.From the beginning, but this morning from this morning's prayer, there have been as I was praying, you know, the after praying and getting close to the end of the prayer, just things just kept shooting through my mind, and the description was, if you can see a comet going through the sky, how quickly you blink in a blink of an eye. That's how thoughts were, seemed like it was shooting through my mind. And a lot of it is because I think, because of my testimony today of what I was going to say. And there's also things that popped up in my mind about things that we've learned this week.
要在做见证之前呢，我觉得千头万绪不知从何说起。然后在祷告早上祷告的过程当中，我可以感受到说有许多的思绪，然后不断的涌到我的脑海里面。其中包括一些关于这次学生这次神训班所学习到的事情。然后希望大家能够了解我以下的见证。
And I thought, where was it going to begin? Because I found out on Tuesday, I was asked to do a testimony, and it would have been from, they were giving testimonies starting Wednesday, and there was 2 days they were going to have testimonies, Wednesday and today. So,
no, you. For me?
Okay. Oh. 在星期二的时候，我被安排要做见证，因为见证会有两天，一天是星期三，一天星期五，星期六，然后所以我不太确定我会哪一天做见证。So
it was Stephen Cole that asked me about testifying here. I'm thinking about it, and I kind of was hesitant. And I said, okay, because I'm here to give my testimony to witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. But yet, I was still nervous. So I said, can I do it on the last day? So I got my wish. So here, I'm doing my testimony. So I testify.
Okay. 所以当古弟兄邀请我做见证的时候，我个人觉得我非常的紧张，所以我希望他将我安排到最后一天再做见证。所以现在我要为神的恩典来做见证。
It's a wonder how I got here. It was through, actually, it was in the planning of God, I truly feel. Because my vacation started in Dallas, which was planned in February. And actually, I was supposed to plan for a trip in Hawaii to go to the Inner Island.
然后我觉得很感谢神一步一步的将我领到这边来。我最开始是希望能够到达拉斯去玩，然后后来我也有想到要去夏威夷的不同的岛屿玩，但是神最后将我的脚步引到尔湾教会来参加这次的神训班。And
through one of our sisters that had an internship in Hawaii for a year, she gave me dates of when to take vacation. So when I signed up, which we signed up a year ahead for our vacation, and I was excited on this vacation because going to all these different islands, right, with people close and that I've met.
实际上我在一年半之前呢，就已经在工作的场所跟同事一同加入一个就是关于在夏威夷不同岛旅游的一个计划。
So I said, oh, guess what? I got my vacation this and this time. She says, you got the wrong dates.
然后可是当我知道说有神训班的时候，然后我知道说我之前的计划可能好像时机不对。
So what developed out of it was as the months went by and there was an email that came in and one of our sisters who's a secretary in Hawaii on the council.
然后所以，对不起，刚刚翻错了。刚刚的意思是说他很高兴能够出去玩，然后可是他日子过去之后，他才接到一封 email。
And the email had to do with a new seminar that was going to happen, and it was NATS.
然后那封 email 的内容就是说关于这次成人神训班的时间和地点。
So it, I guess you might say, with a little push from another sister, that it would be good for you and everything. But my plan was to stay in, you know, take 2 weeks vacation in Dallas.
然后，但是同时，当我接收到 email 之后，教会有姐妹在鼓励我说，你应该参加神学班。但是我个人又觉得说，我那段时间我的假期是要去其他地方玩的，所以我心里觉得非常的挣扎。
So I thought about it, you know, really thought about it deep, and I said, well, that's food for my soul, which is what I really need. So that's why I'm here, and I'm here to give you testimony.
但是当我在仔细思量，我觉得神训班对我来讲就是属灵的一个灵粮，得属灵灵粮的一个机会。所以最后我决定，我还是来到来这里参加神训班，然后并且与大家分享我在这边所获得的恩典。
I'm going to start give you my whole life history now.
现在我将跟大家见证我个人一生的见证。
I'm one of three siblings, and I was actually baptized very long ago, like real little.
我家有三个兄弟姐妹，然后我从小就受洗。
To make a long story short, as I grew into the Lord, being in a household that grew up in the Lord, I took things really lightly.
然后长话短说，虽然成长在神的家里面，但是我对许多事情不是非常的在乎。
I just went with the flow of things. I really didn't push myself to understand.
Okay.
Go ahead. My parent was a deacon.
我的父母其中有一位是执事。
And a single parent.
然后我是生长在单亲家庭。
Plus he worked a full-time job.
我的母亲她也是全职的工作，职业妇女。
And bringing up three kids is really hard.
然后他一人独自抚养三个孩子是非常辛苦的。
He worked at night.
He or she. 哦，对不起，是爸爸。 然后他晚上工作。
And my dad would, you know, have us pray both morning and in the evening. If he's off, it was morning. Of course, we go to church on the weekends and in the evening.
所以我父亲会要求我们每天早上和晚上都要祷告，然后同时他有要求我们周末要到教会聚会。
And a lot of times, confession time now, we kneel down to pray so we wouldn't get scolding.
然后在有一段时间，如果我们没有跪下来祷告的话，然后我的父亲会处罚我们。
And you know, this went through the years, and just to pacify going through, going to church, and my father was very strong in preaching the Lord.
然后在过去这些年来，我们还是照样子去教会，但是我的父亲他是个信心坚定，不断为神传扬福音的工人。
But I always took things lightly.
但是我对于信仰依旧是不是非常的在乎。
Of course, I was one that always got disciplined.
然后我只是觉得说，为什么常为了信仰而被管教？
I would always come home late.
然后我常会很晚才回家。
And I always ended up being the one that got the spankings.
Spankings, what?
Discipline.
所以我也常因此会被父亲处罚。
Well, anyways, going through all that, it seemed like when I became of age, it was time for me to fly the coop. And I flew the coop.
所以当有机会，我就到古巴去了。啊？什么？啊？
Stand closer.
离开教会，然后当我长大成人，我终于可以离开家。
Sorry, I left home.
Sorry, my English is not good enough.
And being that I grew up in the Lord, I had basics, and I understood some of it, but I was very shallow in my faith.
虽然在教会里面成长，但是我的信仰根基相当的浅薄。
And I wasn't equipped when I left home.
然后，所以当我离家的时候，我的信仰上面的装备相当的有限。
So the years I have been away, there was a lot of falling away from the Lord.
所以在接下来日子当中，我时常在信仰上跌倒。
The years had been long, then it went by. It started out fine.
然后在这慢慢的岁月当中，刚开始还可以。
But as the years went by, it seemed to get, everything seemed to be like a lot of fun in the world.
好，在随着岁月的流逝当中，我享受在世界的娱乐欢乐当中。
At the time I left home, there was actually no churches in the mainland yet.
然后当我离开家的时候，在大岛并没有正耶稣教会。
There were families that from Hawaii that came to California.
然后那边那时候有教会的信徒搬到加州来。
But there was never any church wherever I went.
但是在我居住的附近并没有教会。
So I eventually fell away from the Lord.
所以我逐渐的远离神
，getting more distant，
然后与神越来越远
，not going home，
也不再回家了。
And that was about I've been away what over 26 years away from the Lord。
我大概离开了神大约有26年的时间。
And during those times, eventually, I did visit my father.
在那26年当中，我有去探访我的父亲。
But I would never go to church.
但我却未曾走入教会。
And the times that I visited him, I still had my love for my father.
我依旧爱我的父亲。
But I continued to stay away.
但是我却选择了离开。
Then, there was an incident that happened where my father had a stroke.
哦，当我父亲中风的时候，发生了一件事情。
I returned home.
我回到了家。
But it was too late to let him know how much I really cared for him.
但是我却来不及让我的父亲知道我是多么的在乎他。
It made a big impact into my life.
然后这件事情对我的一生有相极重的影响。
The years that I was away.
当我离开家的那段期间
，I never thought anything would happen to my father.
我不认为任何事情会发生到我父亲身上。
But I thank the Lord.
但是我感谢神。
That this may have been a blessing. This is a blessing.
然后这也是另外一种的祝福。
Because several years afterwards,
因为在这之后的几年
it seemed like I hit rock bottom. It seemed like I hit the lowest point of my life.
我似乎跌到了谷底。
And that's when I really, really wanted to change my life.
也就是在那时候，我才真的想要对我的生命有所改变。
There was a we hold retreats in Hawaii once a year during the summer.
在每年夏天，在夏威夷都会举办一次的灵修会。
But prior to that, after my father had a stroke, he lived 2 years afterwards.
在我父亲中风之后，他又活了两年。
And during that whole time, he was in a coma.
但是在那两年当中，他是处于昏迷状态。
He passed away in 84.
他在84岁的时候离世。
And time still went on.
然后时间在时光的流逝。
Till I, like she had mentioned earlier, I hit the lowest point of my life.
然后也，也就是之前我所提到的，我走到人生的谷底。
And I wanted to change and turn my life around.
我希望能够对我的生命有一个真正的改变。
In 1995, at the retreat that the youth retreat we have in Hawaii.
然后在1995年，青年的灵在夏威夷举办的青年灵修会。
That's the year I received the Holy Spirit.
在那一年，我得到了圣灵。
And that's where I felt much of God's love.
也在那个时候，我感受到神无比的爱。
I didn't know the experience of how much God loved me.
我并不知道神是如此的爱我。
But I'm happy and always full of joy and always never wanting to ever fall away again.
但是我满心欢喜的想要再度跟随耶稣。
But it didn't end there.
然后我参加那次神训班，灵修会，青年灵修会。
The job I had, it's hard to explain because I start so early in the morning.
我很难去来解释我的工作的内容，不过就是我每天早上要很早起床。
And back during those years, the times took a lot of time away from me going to church.
然后在过去那段很长的时间，我为了工作的缘故没有办法去教会。
And I started backsliding.
然后也因此我的信仰就开始下堕落。
But I remember there was an example that a brother had made 1 year at a retreat because I would attend the retreats.
好，因为我有参加1995年那一次的灵修会，然后我就想起当时候在会的一位青年所说的一个见证。
He made a picture of this this mountain.
然后他比喻他在他比喻里面他画了一座高山。
And it was to see how your spiritual life, how much of your spiritual life in your faith was.
然后透过那座山，然后让我们去思考说我们的灵修、我们的信仰状况如何。
And it impacted me quite a bit.
然后透过这个活动当中，对我的影响相当的深远。
I remember saying, "Oh, in '95, when I received the Holy Spirit, I saw myself going up this mountain this high."
然后我觉得说，当我刚得到圣灵的时候，我似乎爬到山的将近顶端的地方。
And then I saw myself sliding back.
但是我却看到我自己不断的在往下爬。
And that's when I saw his example. What the part I fell back.
好，也正如此时，我觉得意识到自己在信仰上面的退步。
Certain things impact our life.
然后所以许多事情不断地影响我的生命。
And it helps us to really think and analyze and look at ourselves.
然后所以也透过这个活动让我重新去思考自己的生命。
So, I know during those times, I felt like I was losing Holy Spirit.
好，在那段期间我感受到我的圣灵直接好，我好像失去了我的圣灵。
And I wanted it back.
然后我希望能够重新求回圣灵。
So that's another impact that was on my life of wanting something so precious.
所以对我的生命来说，这又是另外一个想要非常渴望能够得到一件东西的一个经验。
But I never really lost Holy Spirit.But I could feel it going down.
但实际上我并没有失去圣灵，只是感受到圣灵的能力在我身上逐渐的退去。
So when I looked at that mountain,
所以当我在看那座信仰的山的时候
，I wanted it back.
我希望我能够重新让我的信仰再度复兴。
And I know I had to try extra hard.
然后我也知道，我要必须相当的努力才能够复兴我的信仰。现在
，in 1998，
在1998年
，I got injured，
然后我受伤了。
I had surgery on my back，
我动了背部的手术。
This put me out of work for two years.
然后因为这背部的手术
，approximately two years.
因这背部手术使我将近有两年的时间无法工作。
And during this time,
然后在那两年时间当中
，I lived out in the country, but a lot of my appointments was in town.
我住在乡下，但是我许多的一些医疗的活动都在城市里面。
So I ended up spending and staying up at the church for almost the 2 years I was there.
然后，所以为了医疗的缘故，我几乎有两年的时间是住在教会。
During those times that I was staying at the church,
在我居住在教会那段期间
，it was comfortable.
哦，生活非常的舒适。
Then my privacy was invaded.
但是我却感受到我没有个人的隐私
，which was really sweet and nice。
哦，这其实也不错。
We had preachers, deacons, and preachers that came through visiting。
然后在夏威夷教会有许多不断来巡牧的传道长职。
This also had an impact on me。
然后这些长职的造访也对我有所影响。
It was a great positive. It was.
然后对我来讲是相当正面的。
Every morning they prayed.
每天早上他们都会有早祷。
And every morning, I said I better get up and pray too.
所以每天早上我最好也起来跟他们一起祷告。
At first it felt like, at the beginning, it felt like a task, a really hard task.
在刚开始的时候，我觉得这是个很难的一件事。
But they did say, if I couldn't kneel down long enough, I could get up.
但他们也鼓励我说，如果说你没办法跪那么长的时间，你可以起来。
I got used to it.
然后我也渐渐的习惯了。
And I enjoyed it.
并且享受这早祷的生活。
And I loved it.
我也爱上了早祷。
And it made the spirit in me just well up. I mean, almost like its description of overflowing.
所以这早祷的生活使我内在的属灵的生命似乎就不断的洋溢了出来。
There's been many talks with the preachers and deacons.
然后在与传道和长职交谈的过程当中
One deacon especially, when I was posed the question, well, not posed the question, but every time they came to visit, I couldn't understand why they wanted to know how many people got Holy Spirit.
然后其中就是有一位执事，他每次来到夏威夷教会，总是会问有多少人得到圣灵。然后这对我来讲是一个，就是我对这件事情不是很了解。
And every time we got this visitation from one deacon wanting to know about how many people got Holy Spirit, I couldn't understand what does the numbers have to do with the Holy Spirit.
所以每当这位执事来巡牧夏威夷教会，然后又开始问说有多少人得圣灵的时候，我就会想说得圣灵的人数跟教会有什么关系呢？
But guess what?
但是你知道吗？
Today I know why.
今天我知道为什么了。
They're concerned for our spiritual walk of life and wants us to be saved too.
因为这关系着我们属灵的生命，他也希望说我们每一个人属灵的生命都是安全无虞的。
I remember all those sermons I would hear about Holy Spirit.
我也回想起所有关于圣灵方面的讲道内容。
You need the Holy Spirit to go to heaven.
你需要圣灵才能够进天堂。
All the different sermons that come through about love, your character.
然后所有的许多讲到都谈到关于爱以及我们的个性、性格。
So all these messages that I've been listening to have greatly impacted me these past, I guess really, really impacted me from about from 98 when I was out injured on my back.
所以自从1998年我背部受伤以来，我所听到的道理对我来讲都有相当正面的一个鼓励。
After 2 years, almost 2 years,
然后在这两年，几乎两将近两年的休养期间
，I was released to go back to work.
然后这段两年的休养期过了之后，我就准备回去工作。
And back to work where my days would be long.
然后回到工作之后，我上班时数将是相当冗长的。
And returning to work.How I miss going to church.
然后回去工作，我觉得我会非常的想念我们的教会。
Sometimes a lot of us take things for granted.
许多时候，我们对许多事情都以为理所当然。
When we should just grab it and take it, because you might not have it again.
然后，但是很多时候，我们也应当要珍惜我们所有的，因为可能机会过了，我们就没有了。
We don't know how long we have here on earth. I can walk out that door and get hit by a car.
我们不晓得我们会存留在世间有多长的时间。我可能走出教会的大门就被车撞死了。
By a member that's backing up.
但是，所以这些事情让我们思考。
And life is so short.
人生是短暂的。
We need to grasp and hold on to the teachings of our Lord.
我们需要把握机会来。来遵守神的道。
And this morning, there was a sister. Well, my testimony is just about like, I guess you might say, like the prodigal son leaving and coming back.
哦，今天早上有姐妹提到浪子回头的故事。
And also, That's found in Luke 15:11-12. And
哦，并且在路加福音15:11-12.
So if you want to read it, it's about a man who had two sons and one that took off and went to see the world.
所以如果说大家有兴趣的话，可以自己来查阅这一段经文，来了解浪子回头的故事。
He came back to his father.
然后这个浪子他回到他父亲的面前。
And his father had received him with open arms.
他的父亲将双手张开来欢迎这个世上的儿子。
And he also had to go to the lowest point of his life also.
然后这个孩子他在他生命等于倾荡所有家产的时候。
So if you have a chance to read that parable, read that parable. It's like,The father is like representing Jesus Christ, and he's always there, and he's waiting for you to come back.
然后这个父 这个父亲他就好比是我们的天父主耶稣，他不断的在张着手等待我们回到他身边。
And there was a sister this morning that mentioned about prayer. I think her name is Deaconess Kuo.
然后今天早上郭执事他提到关于祷告方面的道理。
And she had mentioned about praying for the different ones and about prayer. But what caught my attention was she said the lost sheep.
然后他也提到说代祷，然后在代祷过程当中，他提到要为那失落的迷羊祷告。
And going hand in hand with this prodigal son parable, there's a reading also that I wanted to read, and it's found in Luke 15, chapter 15, verse 4-7.
Okay, 所以这也就是我，在思考浪子回头的故事，请大家翻开路加福音十五章第四节到第七节。路加福音十五章第四节。Shall I read or 15? 十五章第四节。Yeah, from verse 4 to verse 7. Or do you want to space it?
Hmm?
Yeah, it's talking about the lost sheep, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Oh, 14. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Chapter.
Oh, 抱歉，应该是第
chapter
15.
Yeah, 47. Sorry.
Yeah, 就是路加福音第十五章第四节到第七节。
And I read in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，奉主耶稣圣名读经。
What man of you having 100 sheep, if he loses one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one which is lost until he finds it?
第五节。
And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing.
第六节。
And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which is lost.
第七节。
And in the next verse, verse 7, Jesus says, I say to you that likewise, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance.So that impacts me on the 99 sheep. And also a verse that was brought, that was mentioned by the morning service.
好，另外，所以这一段就是为了那失上，为了找到那失上的第一百只羊，这个比喻让我觉得非常感动。然后另外就是关于这次早上聚会的内容，有段经节我相当感动。
In the morning service by Preacher Wong, he had a service having to do with the applause behind, and he talked about Judah.
所以，今天早上黄传道的讲道提到关于犹大的一些事情。
But there was a reference verse that he had brought out, and that's found in Proverbs 28:13.
然后，但在讲道当中传道引。箴言二十八章第十三节。
And I read Proverbs chapter 28, verse 13.
请大家一同阅读箴言二十八章第十三节。
He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whosoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.And I'd like to also mention during the time of kind of my low point and after receiving Holy Spirit, I think it was about 2 years afterwards, I didn't find out about my father had been praying for me always.
我大约在我得到圣灵后两年，当时我属于信仰的低潮，正在那个时候我才知道说我的父亲不断地为我祷告。
This week we learned about Ezekiel, which you know impacted me, and there's things that I think many of us had picked up on, and it was about the watchmen. It was about going up into the breach and building the wall.
在这段期间，我们学到以西结书，然后当中他提到说，我们要当神的守牧者，然后重修墙。
And we know that this breach is the intercession for those that are weak.
我们知道桥它本身就是一个我们要为那软弱的代祷。
So I thank the Lord that, you know, I learned more about intercession. I knew a little bit about intercession.
好，感谢神让我透过这次机会，在对代祷的事上有更进一步的了解。
And it's true, it does have a great impact when someone intercedes for you who is weak.
的确，当有人为软弱的我们代祷的时候，对我们是有相当的帮助的。
So we must continue to pray for one another always.
所以我们必须要不断的为彼此代祷。
And also, there's another Thessalonians 5:17, which tells us to never cease praying.
Okay, 所以在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十七节也讲到说，不可停止祷告。帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十七节
it says, "Pray without ceasing."
不住的祷告。
And thank you for listening to my testimony. God bless all of you. And I hope we all shall just be stand firm, because there's much we had learned during this week, especially with evangelism also and the exodus of the Israelites from the exodus out of Egypt to the promised land. So we're continuing out of Exodus till the end.
好，感谢神，愿神祝福大家。希望透过这次从对出埃及记的学习当中，让我们明白我们人生就是一个出埃及的过程。也希望我们能够成功顺利的抵达那应许之地。
Thank you.